It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, October 16th, 2017. Today is the birthday of Irish actor, playwright, and poet Oscar Wilde, born in 1854 in Dublin. A popular literary figure in late Victorian England, Wilde was known for his brilliant wit and his flamboyant lifestyle. After graduating from Oxford University, he lectured as a poet, art critic, and a leading proponent of the principles of aestheticism. In 1891, he published The Picture of Dorian Gray, his only novel, which was panned as immoral by Victorian critics but is now considered one of his most notable works. As a dramatist, many of his plays were well-received, including his satirical comedies Lady Windermere's Fan, A Woman of No Importance, An Ideal Husband, and The Importance of Being Earnest, his most famous play. Wilde was bright and bookish as a child and fell in love with Greek and Roman studies. He won his school's top prize for classics in each of his last 2 years, as well as second prize in drawing during his final year. On graduation in 1871, he was awarded the Royal School Scholarship to attend Trinity College in Dublin. At the end of his first year at Trinity in 1872, he placed first in the school's classics examination and received the college's Foundation Scholarship, the highest honor awarded to undergraduates. In 1874, he received the Barclay Gold Medal as Trinity's best student in Greek, as well as a scholarship for further study at Magdalen College at Oxford. There, Wilde continued to excel academically, receiving first-class marks from his examiners. It was also at Oxford that he made his first sustained attempts at creative writing. In 1878, the year of his graduation, his poem Ravenna won the Newdigate Prize for the best English verse composition by an Oxford undergraduate. After Oxford, he moved to London, and there he continued to focus on writing poetry, publishing his first collection in 1881. While his book received only modest critical praise, it nevertheless established him as an up-and-coming writer. The next year, he traveled from London to New York to embark on an American lecture tour, for which he delivered a staggering 140 lectures in just 9 months. Beginning in 1888, Wilde entered a 7-year period of furious creativity, during which he produced nearly all of his great literary works. Around the same time that he was enjoying his greatest success, he began a relationship with a young man named Lord Alfred Douglas. Soon the matter became a public scandal, and Wilde was convicted of what was then called gross indecency in 1895 and sentenced to 2 years in prison. He emerged in 1897 physically depleted, emotionally exhausted, and financially ruined. He went into exile in France, where he wrote very little apart from a poem he completed in 1898 about his prison experience, titled The Ballad of Reading Jail. Oscar Wilde's short, tragic life ended on November 30, 1900, at age 46, when he died of meningitis in Paris. "We are all in the gutter," he said, "but some of us are looking at the stars." I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 16th, 2017. Thank you for listening to the Reader's Notebook. If you enjoy this weekday program, let the staff of Morehead State Public Radio know with your pledge of support. It's WMKY's Fall Fundraiser and Membership Drive. Call in with your pledge at 783-2001 or go online at WMKY.org. Thanks for listening and for making programs like the Reader's Notebook possible. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.